Art in the park, old hat. Music in the park is so yesterday. These days, it's something superior in the park. The Something Superior improv troupe, Larks in Superior Parks this summer. And Sherry Tesarek joins us on the phone to tell us more. Hey, Sherry, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks a lot.
So how long has Something Superior been improvising in the park?
This is our third year now doing the Comedy in the Park series, and it's just been a blast. It gets bigger and better every year.
That is fantastic, and I feel like a real doofus that I wasn't aware it was going on before that. I'm assuming that you've got a multi-thousand dollar advertising budget at least.
Well, actually, no, I don't. I kind of started the group on a lark just because I love improv, and I don't have a lot of time in my schedule to do other types of theater, which I also love. So we started doing the improv thing, and it's kind of built from there. When we started out, we only had, sometimes maybe three people. And now we consistently either have 12 to 24 people showing up just to play. Just to play the games and be part of the show, sometimes even more than that. So it's grown quite a bit. But no, I have no advertising budget at all.
Sherry, it takes a certain kind of cat, a special kind of cat, to do improvisational theater. And if you're not familiar with the idea, basically you're getting a prompt or something from the audience. There's no script. And the actors need to play a game, create a scene. They need to just go with their wits and make it happen from there. What do you think is the difference between the person who excels at improv and the person who really needs to have a script?
I think the difference is a little bit of is confidence. But a lot of it is just being willing to not be concerned if people laugh at you, because hopefully they're laughing with you. but the people that like to entertain, they're usually those types of people. But it's interesting with improv. Different people are better at different games. We have what we call the physical comedy games, and we have the mental or the speeching comedy games. And we also do a lot of musical games in our group because we have a lot of singers. So you might have somebody who's really great at acting something out very physically and being really crazy with their body and doing exceptional faces, but they can't be in a scene where they have to talk to save their soul. So we kind of try to figure out what everybody's good at and use the strengths of the people in the group, because it's more enjoyable for them too, to do the games that they're more comfortable with. Then as we go through the workshops, they learn how to do the other ones and they become better at the other games too.
So there's a workshop, and there are some workshops, there's some training involved in this. You don't just get together and go, hey, let's improvise some stuff in the park.
Definitely. Well, there's rules, too. There's rules, just like there are rules in theater. There's certain things that you do. But there are rules in improv that make the games more fun, too, especially if the rules get broken. That even makes them more fun. But there are rules to just about every game that we play, which are explained before we do the game so that the audience is in on, hey, here's what you're supposed to do if you play this game. But, yes, there are workshops. We work a lot on the vocal aspect of, just trying to get people loud enough to speak. Because with improv, as there's usually no microphones involved, so it's all how loud you can be. Luckily, that's not a problem for me, but that's something that we work on. We do work on games that are workshops involving the physical side of the comedy. We play warm-up games. For example, one of the ones we play is Try That On for Size, where you do a motion, like opening a door, and someone will say, what are you doing? And you say, I'm opening a door, try that on for size. Then the next person has to take that, and they're doing the same exact motion, and someone will say, what are you doing? And they'll say, I'm scrubbing my cat's head, try that on for size. And so that's a real good kind of a mental warm-up game.
So the audience has such an important part, because more for improv than anything else, it's not only the prompts that the audience may shout out to the characters, you know, for a scene, the audience participation, but it's the whole audience energy. It's really a synergy between the performer and the audience. What are some of the wackiest prompts that your group has gotten?
Oh, my gosh. We get some good ones. We had a really great audience last night at Hammond Park. They were pretty energetic and fun. The weirdest one I think we've ever got, we were doing a game, Guess Who's Coming to the Party, and the audience has to give us suggestions for strange people to come to the party, and they suggested the Kraken.
I like it.
I loved it. I tell you what, the actor who got that prompt immediately jumped off the stage so that he was, like, crawling up from the depths of the of the ocean to be the Kraken, and oh, the physical comedy he did, that was, it was absolutely crazy. We had one person, I think it might have been, no, it was a different game, a game called Countdown that we play, that someone suggested a mime. Well, that can really throw you as an actor to be thrown, hey, you're going
to
play a mime.
I have
in this
to be
game.
A mime now.
But the again, the actor that took that just ran with it, and it was hilarious. You know, here's a non-speaking person in a comedy thing that was hilarious. So, yeah.
Sounds like a ball. Now, how much longer can we expect something superior improvising in the park?
Well, unfortunately, you're catching us at the tail end of our season for Improv in the Park. We have one more at Billings Park that we're going to do next Thursday at 7 o'clock down in that new pavilion that they built in Billings Park. So that's going to be great. But that is our last official one. We're, of course, going to have a secret one after that, which if you're a friend of our page, you might find out about that on our Facebook page. But my daughter's coming back from New York, and she used to improv with us, so we try to have one for the college kids that are still hanging about. But tonight, actually, we're going to be at Billings Park for Billings Park Days, down on Iowa Avenue. We're going to be on the stage down there from 5:30 to 7 next Thursday. Like I say, is our last comedy in the park on the 6th at Billings Park again. And then on August 8th, we're going to be part of the Superior Downtown Summer Fest. From 1 to 2 o'clock, we're going to be in the kids' zone down at a stage down there. Then in the fall, we start at UWS, has been kind enough to open their doors to our group for a workshop space. And we've done this, we did this last year also, where we meet at UWS once a week. It is absolutely the best day of the week, not only for myself because I love to laugh, but I've heard it from the kids too that I just can't wait for Friday. This is the best day of the week. And that really makes me feel good because, like I say, there's no money in theater. But anyway, we meet at UWS. We do workshops, and we will be doing shows at UWS also this coming year, school season. And we're also going to be at the Superior Public Library doing a workshop and show on October 15th. So,
well, it sounds like the Facebook place is the Facebook page rather is the place to be to get all the information. Sherry, thanks so very much for joining us this morning. What fun to talk with you.
Well, thanks for having us on the show. We appreciate it so much.
Sherry Tesarek joins us this morning as our guest, and she is one of the founding members of Something Superior Improv Troupe. We'll get a link up to their Facebook page so that you can find out what they're up to. And you can find it at KUMD.org.